This is Nate and Crate on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Hawk Security Services. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Nate Griffin and Patrick Creighton.
All right. Got a very special guest with us on the hotline right now. Play safety for the Minnesota Vikings.
No, no, no. The soon-to-be future Super Bowl champion Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, I'm sorry. Uh-oh. That do you want to do the intro? I mean, I think you got it down better than I do. You want to roll with it? I'm cool with that.
Hey,
I'm not trying to dog you. I'm cool with this.
Hey, he plays for one of the best head coaches and a top three defensive unit, one of the main keys of a fantastic secondary, and again, a member of the soon-to-be Super Bowl champion Minnesota Vikings, the one and only Anthony Harris.
Anthony, welcome to the program, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How you guys doing?
We're good, Anthony. Quick question. I know that we're going to talk about your businesses and your success, but I got to ask you, man, how good is this Minnesota Vikings team going to be next year?
We're going to see. You know, we're going to head up into training camp coming up here in a few weeks. We're looking to just get together, go out there, compete with one another, try to make each other better, and, you know, see how we can do when the season kicks off.
Now, I know you guys had a great season last year. Your offense brings in Kirk Cousins. Dalvin Cook's going to come back. You guys are already a terrific defense. It's pretty much intact. How are you guys looking forward to this season? I mean, what's the excitement level for you guys? You know, not just the team itself, but what do you feel around you?
Yeah, we're excited. You know, we got a lot of really good pieces coming back. We have some good additions this year coming up. You know, at quarterback, and you know, getting Dalvin back in the backfield, and you know, some other guys who've really been able to develop. You know, coming into this season coming up, so we're just excited to you know try to put it all together. You know, offensively, I know those guys excited to get out there with Kurt some more and get some time and things down and make some plays. And Dalvin's decided to get back on the field as well and get behind the offensive line that we've been able to put together. So everybody's just excited, you know, on the defensive side. We're all out there, you know, having fun, continuing to build chemistry, continuing to learn from one another, and just enjoy playing the game.
I got one last question to ask you regarding football, then we're going to get right into your businesses. You play with a guy by the name of Andrew Zendejo, who played his college football at Rice.
Oh, what's it like? What's it like
competing? That guy loves to take. I called his games in college. He loves to take heads off. I know you guys talk about these kinds of things. What's it like? You know, kind of talking along with Zendejo, along with the rest of the guys in that secondary. You guys kind of mean back there, buddy.
And it's fun. It's fun. You know, guys like you know Zendejo and Harrison. They're great guys off the field. Zendejo is you know high energy. You know, keeps the locker room light. But, you know, when it's time to go to practice and, you know, time to go into those games, he turns it on. You know, he's out there. He's physical. He's flying around. He's throwing his body around, making plays, you know, drawing the ball loose. So it's great to have a guy like that, you know, a tone setter. You know, when he makes a hit, you know, guys are hyped. But also, you know, when guys are going out there and they're making plays, they're making big hits, whether it's, you know, guys at corner or linebacker, you know, they turn to him just because, you know, that's kind of the mindset that he brings to the team. So it's all fun and high energy when we're out there playing with those guys.
Now, Anthony, like defensive backs and wide receivers are two of the best groups of smack talkers in the NFL. Who's the biggest smack talker on the Minnesota Vikings?
Biggest smack talker? I mean, I'm not really sure about that. You know, we got a couple of guys, for the most part, I would say our groups. You know, guys who go out there and they try to let their play speak. But there's always times, you know, where things get a little bit heated and guys talk a little bit. So you might see a guy like, you know, Xavier Rhodes who doesn't really say much but tries to go out there and let his performance speak. But I like Terrence Newman when he comes out of his shell and you get a guy like that, you know, who's been around the league a while, who's mostly quiet. When he's talking, I think he's the guy that gets everybody fired up the most.
All right. Well, speaking of getting fired up, you got to be well to stay on the field. And I want to ask you, I know a little bit about this cryotherapy, but tell us about cryotherapy and how you were involved with it.
Yeah, I got involved with it's been about a year now. I've been involved with the cryotherapy. It's been about 6 months since I decided to, you know, step into the business aspect of it. So, you know, I opened up a cryotherapy, partnered up with Cryo RVA here in Richmond, Virginia. And it's been going well. You know, we're just trying to present those services to, you know, people here in the community, whether it's from, you know, your everyday fitness to, you know, your everyday athlete to somebody who's just coming in for chronic pain, general back pain, or maybe even knee pain. So we're just trying to provide a service there that could, you know, lower your body temperature, help with recovery if it's post-workout, or even create circulation pre-workout. But it's a service that's been able to help a number of people who've been able to come in with just helping with blood circulation, getting those joints moving, and getting them ready to go for the day.
Now, for those who don't know what cryotherapy is, kind of explain. It's a total body therapy or a total body healing solution. Kind of tell us exactly what it is.
So we have a number of different services. We do have a full-body cryotherapy machine. We use nitrogen. We'll load you in the machine up to your neck, from your neck down. We'll pump nitrogen into the machine, and that'll cause your body temperature to drop, which pushes your body into survival mode for a window of about 2 minutes, which forces your body to heat itself up. So that's where you get the blood circulation, the blood flow, the blood pump, which can help with, you know, diabetes. Some people have trouble with the blood circulation. It can help with that in different joints. You know, I've had a lady come in, and she felt, you know, circulation in parts of her body that she didn't quite feel it as much before getting in the machine. But we do have some isolation services where if you have a knee joint, we have a hose that can shoot the nitrogen out, and we can do a focus on a knee, a back, or shoulder. And we use that for someone who may not want to do a full-body service or a full-body session.
He's Anthony Harris, safety for the Minnesota Vikings, with us on the hotline. Now, Anthony, I don't know a whole lot about, you know, cryotherapy. From what I've seen on a couple different things, you do this sans clothes.
Yeah. Yeah, so we...
Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's okay. You can go ahead.
What I was going to say is you do this sans clothes. Now, you know what happens when you're a dude and you're freezing. I mean, is that a problem? I mean, do you have to do something special
to make sure
you handle that?
Oh, I mean, God.
How does that all work out?
No, it's not to the point where you're going to lose a limb or you know, damage anything like that. It's something that just happens more internal, you know, more core that affects most, you know, it affects your core temperature, which, you know, from outside the skin standpoint, it might not be as dramatic as you would think it would be.
That's a nice way to put it, Anthony. You really escaped that question in a very nice and professional manner. Nice job by you.
So none of that Frank the Tank streaking type of issue.
Oh, God. Anyway.
No.
Okay, so if people want to get involved or want to get healed or want to be, if they want to get a session, how can they do it? Tell them how to do it.
You know, you can go check out our website at cryorva.com. We also do have a social media Instagram page. It's at cryorva. You can go on there, check it out. If you have any more questions, you can visit the website. You can call in. On social media page, we have videos of the services being provided, so you can kind of get a more visual idea of, you know, what you would be getting into. But I would just say come out, check it out, pop in, and then, you know, you can go from there.
All right, very good. Now, this is kind of a pretty good segue into the next question I have for you. You have a website called joinonelove.org. Hashtag love better. You want to give us the insight on that, please?
Yeah, the organization One Love started in 2010. It started, an incident happened in Charlottesville, Virginia, where I attended college at UVA, where two student athletes were involved in a domestic violence situation where one young lady was fatally killed. and resulting into the young man, you know, going into trial and becoming under arrest. So the mother of the young lady started the organization to help raise awareness with youth with healthy and unhealthy relationships. So what we try to do is we try to put together clinics where they come into a school, campus, or organization, or even a job facility, and we try to inform people on signs of healthy or unhealthy relationships so we can try to prevent those situations before they really occur.
You know, with unfortunately, domestic violence is it's a big issue in the NFL, but it's a big issue in more than just the NFL. It's a big issue in college. It's a big issue in Hollywood. It's kind of it's become a big issue around the country. And this is a terrific organization that you're involved with here to just teach people about a healthy relationship. You know, when I was a kid, first getting into, you know, the workforce, my boss used to have a thing that hung on the wall. It was like the 10 keys to success. And number one was marry the right woman. That was number one. Marry the right woman. The right relationship will build you up. The wrong relationship, well, we know where that goes. All right, Anthony. So Anthony Harris, safety, Minnesota Vikings, doing some great work with One Love. Also with Cryo RVA. Vikings, your team has got to be one of the favorites to go to a Super Bowl this year. You bring back the majority of the team. You get a quarterback that most people think is an upgrade from last year. You get your running back back. Who is the hardest guy that you have to cover in your division? Who's the toughest guy to cover?
Toughest guy to cover in the division.
It's okay if he's on your team, just who's the toughest guy?
Yeah, I mean, you know, going against guys every day, you know, obviously seeing great guys like Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen, who are great route runners, good with their hands, really, really good receivers. Those are two really good guys. But in our division, you got guys like, you know, Davante Adams with Green Bay, who big receiver, does a good job at the line of scrimmage, getting a release, has some speed to be able to separate, has the ability to go up and, you know, catch the ball. So he's another guy who's a tough cover. But, you know, that's a job that we try to, you know, we obviously go through matchups, but that's a job that we have to do as a team, you know. You know, the safeties have to do a good job of helping the corners out. Obviously, the corners have to, you know, go out there and compete. But, you know, it's all a team effort. You know, the pass rush has to be able to affect the quarterback. And that's how we're able to bring it all together to, you know, slow those guys down like that when we face them.
Anthony, is there a guy that when you line up from him in your division, the guy you line up from and you're like, I got this guy? Oh, I got this.
No, I mean, you know, I think everybody's professional. You know, when you go out there, obviously you have to play with a certain swagger and confidence with yourself. And, you know, just trust what you've been doing all week, trust your ability, what's gotten you there, and just go out there and play. So that's not really a guy who, you know, you line up and you get nervous, or there's not really a guy you line up and you get too confident, because you have to respect that everybody's professional and everybody has their ability, you know, to hurt you or make a big play on you if you're not focused.
Mike Zimmer's your coach. I know you love him. Look forward to seeing you play this season, and good luck to you.
Thank you. I really appreciate you.
Anthony Harris, safety for the Minnesota Vikings. Appreciate your time today, but thank you very much. Anthony Harris of the Vikings joining us on the hotline.
Well, he handled that question you asked him very professionally. He was
did a nice job on that. But it does make me come to another question that I want to ask you next.
Oops. Break.